Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced it began rolling out changes to how it will present news results in mobile search. News results will now show as a carousel at the very top of results. For searches with multiple stories, Google will display multiple carousels organized by story, with Google claiming results servicing more high-quality and diverse coverage rather than just the most recent. Cards in the carousels will now also feature notable quotes from the pieces. News will be grouped into stories using machine learning, with Google highlighting new bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers or BERT models to examine related stories and determine where stories begin and end. The redesign is rolling out to English speakers in the U.S., with more languages and countries to follow. The online brokerage Robinhood began rolling out availability for its cash management service to selected users. This service moves money customers don't have invested currently in stocks to a separate account with a 1.8% interest rate, available debit cards, and FDIC coverage on deposits. The service was originally announced last year as a checking and savings service, but was retooled after receiving criticism from the Securities Investor Protection Corporation for not partnering with an existing bank or offering traditional bank consumer protections. Robinhood originally applied for a national banking charter to launch cash management as a checking account, but withdrew that application last month. Bloomberg reports that the Apple Card, the credit card you get from Apple inside iOS, is designated as an elite card. Elite cards get higher fees from merchants. The idea is that elite cards are given to people who spend more, and the merchant will end up making more on those customers anyway. Payment processor Arix says the average purchase made by a premium Visa card was $50 higher than a regular card. But some retailers have taken action against those fees. Kroger temporarily stopped taking all Visa cards in some locations because of the higher fees on premium signature and infinite Visa cards. Online use generally carries higher fees than in-store as well. Google Cloud announced that Jeanette Manfra, currently the Assistant Director for Cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security, will join the company in January 2020. Manfra will be Global Director of Security and Compliance as part of the new Office of CISO at Google Cloud. The move comes as the public cloud provider looks to establish a foothold in the federal cybersecurity contracting world and other regulated industries. The music streaming service Tidal announced it will now offer Dolby Atmos surround sound support on supported Android phones. Atmos is available as a part of the Hi-Fi tier, limited to music from the Universal Music Group and Warner Music Group catalogs, and currently limited to 10 Android phones, including the Samsung Galaxy S9 and S10, Nokia 6, and OnePlus 7 Pro. Sources tell Bloomberg that the private equity firm Francisco Partners Management has partnered with the hedge fund Elliott Management in a bid to take LogMeIn private for more than $4 billion. Sources say the deal could be announced in the coming weeks. Facebook's Oculus Quest is helping to bolster the VR industry's overall hardware spending by 31% this year, according to Nielsen's SuperData Research. Quest sales have risen to $2.1 billion from $1.6 billion last year. Facebook bought Oculus for more than $2 billion in 2014, and at the time, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that beyond gaming, Oculus would remake education, medicine, communications, and the tech industry itself. BMW announced it will offer Android Auto in vehicles starting in July 2020. Any vehicles with BMW Operating System 7.0 can use Android Auto, but the system will use a wireless connection, limiting compatibility to Google Pixel and Nexus phones running Android 8 or higher, and Samsung Galaxy phones running Android 9 or higher. BMW has offered Apple CarPlay in vehicles since 2016. Microsoft updated the Your Phone app, now allowing Android users to make calls on their Windows 10 PC. The feature requires a device running Android 7 or higher and a Bluetooth connection, letting users also look up contacts and call history in addition to placing calls. And finally, Twitter announced users can now post iOS live photos as an animated GIF. When selecting a photo in the Twitter iOS app, users can tap on a GIF button in the lower left corner of the compose window. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.